Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
From WBUR Boston and NPR, I'm Tom Ashbrook, and this is On Point.
Yo quiero cantar un lindo son con todo el sentimiento que encierra mi corazón. Quiero cantarle a la vida, quiero cantarle al amor, quiero enredar en mi canto reflejos de una ilusión.
Mariachi music is traditionally known for its machismo, men in boots and big sombreros blowing their horns. My guests today from the all-female mariachi band Flor de Toloache are taking the music their own way. Mariachi, yes, out of New York since 2008, but way beyond machismo and Mexican tradition, leaning into blues, soul, Afrobeat. This hour on Point, pushing the boundaries of mariachi with the women of Flor de Toloache. You can join us on air or online, where this conversation is always on. Are you ready for a new take on this old tradition, on mariachi? We're at 1-800-423-8255. That's 800-423-TALK. Or join us anytime at onpointradio.org or on Twitter and Facebook at On Point Radio. We have a half dozen plus members of Flor de Toloache with us today from Argo Studios in New York City, where they have made quite a splash. Maria Ramos is founder of Flor de Toloache, lead vocalist, one of them, violinist. Her dad played mariachi. She's taken it her own way. Maria Ramos, welcome to On Point. Great to have you here.
Hi, thank you.
Thank you so much for coming in. Hi. And Shay Fiol is also with us from New York, co-director of the group, also a founding member. A lead vocalist, plays the vihuela, a guitar-like stringed instrument out of Spain. Shay Fiol, welcome to you as well. Thanks for coming in.
Hi, Tom. Thank you for having us.
And we are looking forward to some great music today. I know with you in the studio, also ready to play, we have Lisa Dowling on the guitarron, Luis Bastidas on the violin, Julia Acosta on the trumpet vocals, Jacqueline Acevedo on the cajon, the box drum there, and Blanca Cecilia Gonzalez on violin. Thanks to everybody for coming in. This is really a tremendous treat. Maria, your dad played mariachi. Where did you get the idea to do it yourself and do it with all women?
Yes, I was playing already mariachi music in New York. It was actually my first gig as a musician in New York City. And I started doing it for money, obviously.
Yeah.
But because it's also a music that's very close to my heart. And then I noticed that there weren't that many female mariachis playing in New York City, and I couldn't believe there was not an all-female mariachi in New York. So I came up with the idea, and then it took a lot of work to meet the right girls to be in the band, and also I didn't really have that much money. So that, you know, money is always an issue.
Sure.
And also just to find the girls that played the traditional mariachi instruments was really hard to find in New York. So Shay Fiol actually had to learn the vihuela from scratch. Mm-hmm. And Lisa, she just learned guitarrón about a couple months ago.
Jumping in so, on yeah. It. Shay, you, I mean, here you were, solo artist doing jazz and soul, nothing to do with mariachi. What attracted you to jump on early on and say, oh yeah, I'll do traditional Mexican mariachi music?
Well, I always up for an adventure, and Mire and I had been playing already together for 5 years and singing together primarily, and I have a lot of faith in her and her musical abilities, and it sounded like an amazing idea. And once I started listening to the music, I really fell in love with it. I was totally sold, and from then on, it was just in a total adventure, as I expected.
We want to hear some right now. We know you've got so much musical talent in the studio there in New York, and you've got something to play live for us here, the Cascabel Medley. Can you describe it for us, Maria?
Yes, Cascabel is a beautiful piece from Veracruz originally, from the south coast of Mexico. Mm. And we did an original arrangement with other elements that you will hear later on in the song. So I hope you enjoy.
Let's hear it. Please do. Thank you.
llegaste a ver con una cinta morada, con una cinta morada. Yo tenía mi cascabel,
yo tenía mi cascabel, con una cinta morada, con una cinta morada. Yo tenía mi cascabel,
y como era de oro bel, y como era de oro bel, se la dio a mi prenda amada para que juegue con el haya por la madrugada.
Como resumba y suena, resumbaba y resumando, resumbaba y resumando mi cascabel en la arena.
Era cruz, sí señor.
Wow, live from New York, Flor de Tolo Ache. What a fantastic performance and what a gift to us. Thank you all. Thank you. I know you've got a big crowd there in the studio. I hope you're not bumping into each other with your bows and trumpets and everything else. That was just fantastic. Maria Ramos on vocals there and Shea Fiol harmonizing in as well, and a whole lot of others, Julie and Luisa and Lisa and Jacqueline and Blanca. Forgive me if I miss anybody there. That was just great. Our audience is ready for you when you come on stage in these fabulous charro outfits, that kind of showy cowboy outfit. Do they expect men, or they know women are coming and they want that, Maria?
Yeah, they're very impressed when they see us visually. It's beautiful. Our outfits are beautiful.
It is spectacular.
And,
yeah.
And they're not used to seeing women, and then they hear us play, so it's double.
That is just double tremendous. Passion. What a, yeah. You've got to tell us about the venues you play in, the kind of celebrations you may play for. I'm sure there are many different kinds. Just tell us about the name of the group first, though. Flor de Toloache. It's a flower of... What about this name?
Well, Toloache is a flower that you find in Mexico. It's actually a sacred flower that was used from the times of the Aztecs. And they used to use it... for many reasons, which I'm not gonna
Don't
say.
Be shy now,
one of
right?
But right
this is
now,
sort of a love potion flower.
Them, yeah, one of the most common things that they use it for is a love potion. And I thought it would be appropriate for our name. Nobody else has it. It's an original name. And also, it's very magical and powerful. So I think it was very appropriate for us.
Magical and powerful sound like what we just heard there. That was just tremendous, and we can't wait to hear more live. Shay, you all are not, though, confined by the traditional boundaries of mariachi. We're going to hear this in the course of the hour, but you take it all kinds of places, your music.
Yes, absolutely. And We feel that because we are in New York City and we are surrounded by all kinds of music, and we also all come from different musical backgrounds, that it really lends itself to being able to play with the genre. The instruments that we play are all very versatile, and we have bass and guitar and violins. We have basically a full orchestra, and we have cajon now. So we can really experiment with all different kinds of music, and it's very, very fun. And I think most people respond really well to that.
And roots all over Latin America and beyond here, Cuba and Dominican Republic and Mexico and Colombia and Miami and Australia and Canada. Wow, this is really fantastic. We're so happy to have you with us. Flor de Toloache in the studio in New York, playing live for us today and off of their new self-titled debut album. Listeners, you can join us. Are you ready for an all-female mariachi band? Are you more than ready when you hear the sounds of Flor de Toloache? Maria, Shay, and everybody, please stand by, New York. What a treat to have you. We'll be right back. I'm Tom Ashbrook. This is On Point. I'm Tom Ashbrook. This is On Point. We're talking today with the hot, hot, all-female mariachi band out of New York, Flor de Toloache, about their music, their passion, and the many strands of their tradition. There are more than a half dozen in the studios with us today from New York. They'll be playing live for us right here. You hear Si Se Cal El Cantor. This is Shea Fiol, who's with us, one of the very early members of the band. Adaptation of an Argentinian political song about singing for social justice. They stretch the boundaries of mariachi very wide, but you can hear the sound there as well. Shea Fiol is with us in the studio. Maria Ramos, founder of Flor de Toloache. They're out with a new self-titled debut album. And what a pleasure for us to have them with us today. Do you know the group? Have you heard them play? Seen them in all their dramatic black and silver regalia? Did you grow up with mariachi? Fall in love with it in Mexico, in the U.S.? How about this sound? We're at 800-423-8255, 800-423-TALK. Maria, Shay, and Lisa, Luisa, Julie, Jacqueline, Blanca, and all the rest, it's so great to have you. Call us for you right away. Ken in Boston. Ken, you're on the air with Flor de Toloache.
Hi, Tom. I just want to say how wonderful this program is. I'm only used to men mariachi bands, and only through recordings or videos, quite honestly. Yeah. They have a wonderful take. They have a wonderful sound, a nice blend. I like the instruments, and I like the fact that when they're singing, the volume doesn't overwhelm the music. And I also like their take on bringing some political songs and other kinds of things into it. And I think this is a great program, and I just want to thank you and thank the band also.
Ken, the blessing is ours. It's such a pleasure to have them with us, and I appreciate your call. Maria, how do you describe the ways, and we're going to hear, you take this tradition off in some very different directions, but when you're on a pretty straight-ahead mariachi chorus, how does your sound differ from the traditional male-heavy presentation?
Well, I think it's a more feminine touch, and it's even more, I would say, more passionate, if I dare to say that.
That's saying a lot. Mariachi gets pretty passionate.
Yeah. So I think that's pretty much the difference. And it's a softer, but still very powerful touch on the mariachi music.
Let's hear some more right here. This is a very familiar tune, Cucurucucuc Paloma from Flor de Toloache.
Juran que el mismo cielo se estremece al oír su llanto. Como sufrió por ella, que hasta en su muerte la fue llamando.
Maria Ramos there on vocals. Do you have an oxygen tank backstage? How do you do that? On and on.
Thanks to my dad.
Wow, what lungs you've got, girl. And the passion is there. That's just fantastic. Your dad taught you? I mean, how do you learn that kind of breath control? Listen, it's still going.
Yeah, I think just watching my father sing. And also, I grew up also singing classical music, so.
Ah, fantastic.
I think both helped.
Fantastic. Frank in Norfolk, Virginia. Frank, you're on the air. Thank you for calling.
Hello, hello. Well, we are very pleased to have such a fantastic group in New York. This is fantastic that we have a female vocalist. I have seen female vocalists in Mexico and even in Peru, but this is, I think, the full orchestra with female performers.
Yeah.
And this is a step in the right direction. So this is the acculturization of New York into the basic Mexican values. And I commend them for that.
Frank, thank you so much for your call. I mean, Maria, on the West Coast, if you go to Los Angeles, you can find some all-female mariachi groups. You got Trios Elas out there, Mariachi Divas, yeah, and more. But there was none in New York. You looked around and what? Did you see a bigger Mexican population or think it doesn't have to be a Mexican population? There's an audience for this now.
That's right. I think the Mexican population in New York has grown in the past 10 years a lot. And it's a perfect platform, New York City. So we're very, very blessed to be in New York and be doing this kind of music here.
We want to hear more and more. Here's another cut from the new album, Mariachi Flor de Toloache. Here's Dicen, They Say, sung again by Maria Ramos mainly, a mariachi take on a cumbia kind of dance music from Colombia.
Dicen que el amor sincero puede hacerte muy feliz. Profundo es el sentimiento que tenía yo para ti. Dicen que el amor sincero puede hacerte muy feliz. Profundo es el sentimiento que tenía yo para ti. Y voy llorando por tus besos. Y voy sufriendo, no lo niego. Anhelando tu cariño y su voz, amor sincero. Y voy llorando por tus besos, y voy sufriendo, no lo niego, anhelando tu cariño y su pues amor sincero. Ay, 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 un amor sincero. Ay, 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 es lo que quiero. Ay, ay,
dicen, they say, from Mariachi Flor de Toloache, their new album, debut album. Lots of people respond. Mary here writing on Facebook, love the timbre of the voices, deep, powerful, great range as well. Love the harmony, so unique. Maria Ramos is with us, founder, Shea Fiol, and a lot more tremendous female musicians in the studio with us today. We're going to hear more live in just a moment. I mean, Shea, be honest, for you, as somebody who came out of kind of a jazzier background, these lyrics, I mean, this is Maria singing here, but you sing this kind of thing. They say sincere love can make you very happy. Deep the feeling I had for you. I don't deny my suffering. I'm longing for your love. It's so straightforward, Shay, this sort of wild passion. How do you feel singing that kind of lyric?
I feel right at home.
<All right>.
I also was a songwriter, and I wrote very deep, passionate songs in English. And so to be able to sing them in Spanish, even though some of them aren't my own, it's a pleasure and just another way for me to outlet my deep passion.
I love it. Columbia, South Carolina, Judd, you're on the air. Thanks for calling.
Hi, Tom. Thank you for having me.
What do you think, Judd?
I actually think it's beautiful. I can personally say that I have never been a fan of mariachi music. I'm world traveled, being a Marine. My mother was Army, and my experience in Germany, the music was very similar to an Oompa band, is how I felt with the typical mariachi.
Yeah.
And wasn't a fan, but I'm glad I gave it a chance listening today. This full female mariachi is absolutely beautiful.
And there's a lot of subtlety to it. There's way beyond Oompa here. Boy, we hear that as well. Judd, thank you for that. There's a big ups for a Florida Toloache. Deborah in Madison, Wisconsin. You're on. Thanks for calling, Deborah.
Hello. Hi, Tom. Thank you so much for having this show. I love these vocals. Unbelievable breath control.
Yeah.
Bravo to those women. Please spell the flower that is in the band's name for those of us with Spanish impairment.
I will be so happy. Flor, F-L-O-R, Day of Toloache, T-O-L-O-A-C-H-E. And you can find the whole thing at our website, get all the connections to it there, onpointradio.org. Could you sit around and listen, Deborah, for a while?
Yeah, absolutely.
Let's hear some more live. Deborah, thank you for your call. What have we got next live here? Lone Gone Girl. Maria, can you tell us about this song? And listeners, please visualize the tremendous assembly of wonderful female musicians we have for you in the studio in New York today. Lisa Dowling, Luisa Bastidas, Julia Costa, Jacqueline Acevedo, and Blanca Cecilia Gonzalez, all there for you, plus Shea Fiol and Maria Ramos. Tell us about this song, Maria.
Yes, Long Gone Girl. Shea and I wrote this song for a movie that's out right now, Cold Hot Pursuit. And unfortunately, it didn't get in the movie.
Oh,
but we get these type of assignments by our publishing company called Secret Road. And we really enjoy writing music together. So we got really inspired with this one. And it's kind of a country cumbia kind of thing. So.
Fantastic. Let's hear it live from New York, Flor de Toloache with Lone Gone Girl.
Long gone.
Beautiful. Absolutely live for you On Point listeners, straight from the studio where all these wonderful musicians are gathered in New York City. That is Lone Gone Girl from the new album Mariachi. This is not live here. It was done for the movie Hot Pursuit. The new album is Mariachi Flor de Toloache. And what a treat to have all of you with us today. Thank you so much there. And Sheffield, I think we heard a lot of you right there. Atlanta, Georgia, John is calling. John, you're on the air with Flor de Toloache.
Hi, Tom. I just wanted to say I grew up in a community of Latinos. My mother is Colombian, my dad is Dominican, and our best friends were Mexican and Chileans. We used to play music like this all the time, and I just wanted to say, as someone who hosts a Latin radio show here in Atlanta, you guys have achieved this wonderful fusion of cumbia and mariachi and so many different kinds of music that can be very difficult to get, but you guys pull it off beautifully.
Wow, high praise. John, thank you very much for that. Maria, when you go out to events, I don't know, I mean, I know you do wonderful concerts now. I don't know if you still do weddings as well. Martha Stewart said, bring these guys for your wedding, I saw at one point. Do Mexican audiences accept what you're doing here as mariachi? Or are they saying, wait a minute, what is this? We hear the trumpets, but this is something else.
Yeah, we get both. We get people that love it, and we get people that love the tradition, and they're very strict about it. One of the first things I say, oh, this is not mariachi, or you guys are not Mexican, or, we get those type of comments.
Of course, you're not just Mexican. You're from all over the hemisphere. Yes. and beyond. Alex in Boston, you're on the air.
Hey, Tom, how you doing?
Very well. What do you think?
Hey, thank you for the great, great, great show. Mariachi is kind of macho kind of music, and I wonder how this macho mariachi bands are responding to these all women's band.
How about it, Maria? When you're, I don't know, if you get put on the billing next to the guys with their cowboy boots and their big hats, you've got flowers in your hair, how do they receive you?
Well, it's taken a little bit of time for people to accept our music, and we still get criticized, and, like any change on anything, especially something that's been so traditional and for so long, it takes a little while to get used to and to accept some change. But yeah, we do get some people that love what we're doing with the music, and some people don't like it.
I wonder where you evolve. If we come back and talk with you in 5 or 6 years, is it still going to sound like mariachi? Are you committed to that trumpet backdrop and all the rest? Or could this, we'll hear more before the hour's up, but could you go off in very different directions?
We can. We love the mariachi tradition because that's what we, that's what we started doing, and that's what we kind of represent. but we're trying to also go beyond, and we love doing weddings and quinceañeras, and we still do that. So, we love doing both, and we're all artists, and we're open to all kinds of music. And I think that's what we're trying to express through this music. It's not just, trying to do whatever. We love and we're passionate about what we're doing.
We're going to take a short break here, come back and hear even more boundaries stretching from our wonderful guests today, Flor de Toloache, all female mariachi band out of New York City. Maria Ramos and Shay Fiol with us in the studio there, along with Lisa Dowling and Luisa Bastidas and Julie Acosta and Jacqueline Acevedo, Blanca Cecilia Gonzalez. Listeners, a lot of wonderful musicians have turned out to play for you today. This is Penas de Amor off the new album, Flor de Toloache, self-titled debut. We're at 800-423-8255, 800-423-TALK. This is On Point. We'll be right back.
Que solo desvanecen con el tiempo.
Ooh, if only you saw me, if only you knew me, ooh, if only you would look at
I'm Tom Ashbrook. This is On Point. We're having a little festival of female mariachi today. Flor de Toloache is with us, New York City-based all-female mariachi group. That is not the Mexican tradition. They're beyond tradition in many ways, though riding on it at the same time. When We Love behind us right here off their brand new album. And what, 7, 8 of them in the studio for us and playing live today. And what a wonderful treat for us all. You can join the conversation this hour. What's your question for these boundary-breaking women in mariachi and beyond? We're at 800-423-8255. What a tremendous gift. Becky's calling from La Vista, Nebraska. Becky, thank you for calling. You're on the air with Flor de Toloache.
Yeah, I just wanted to say to Flor de Toloache, it's so inspiring to hear just new sounds. And coming from a family of mariachi players, I just want to say it's just awesome to hear this out there. And I just want my children to grow up playing mariachi and learning to play the different instruments. And yeah, to definitely incorporate the new sounds. I just think it's really bold.
Becky, you've grown up as a mariachi singer yourself. Have you ever seen an all-female mariachi band?
You know, I have. When we moved to Texas, I found all of a sudden just all-female bands. And it's just starting up, I feel like. And I just think it's really great. Yeah.
You should head to New York. Maybe you can sit in with them one day.
Well, I've heard they have a lot of talent.
Oh, Becky, I appreciate your call very much. I want to get a little bit more of the range of your sound on the air for our listeners here, if we can. We've got a sound off the new album, Let Down, and this is a little more blues and soul-influenced, written and sung by Shea Fields. Shea, tell us about this. I hear a little Django Reinhardt kind of gypsy sound in here as well.
Yes, that is the adaptation for the mariachi sound. I know it's not mariachi sound, but originally the song was kind of more straight ahead, like R&B pop, and with live instrumentation on drums. Mm-hmm. And so for the album, we decided to start it out as a ballad, sort of like a ranchera, and then move into something fun and lively, which is the Django, kind of the Django gypsy jazz that you hear.
Let's hear some of that Let Down from the new album, Mariachi, Flor de Toloache.
You came and tried to force, and didn't that love take its course? I can't give you my heart because I can't share yours.
I can't say you let me down any less than I
Wow, Let Down from Mariachi Flor de Toloache. And I have to say, this one just knocked me down, Shay and everybody. I just love this song. So fantastic. Just really wonderful. Jane in Boston. Jane, you're on the air with all these wonderful female musicians. What do you think?
Oh, I think they are just exquisite. I'm dancing all over my apartment with pleasure, and normally I'm very lazy and don't take exercise, so maybe mariachi is...
Perfect. We've got you up and moving.
Yes, and it brings up very happy memories of a visit to Mexico about 50 years ago, so I'm altogether very happy.
Jane, we're glad we've got you up and moving and very happy. Thank you for calling. That's just a wonderful image. Jane's dancing in her apartment. Pam in Canton, Massachusetts. Pam, you're on the air.
Hi. I have a favorite album called The Living Road by the late singer Lassa. I hear a lot of similarities. There's a favorite of mine on there, La Frontera. I wonder if the singers have been influenced at all by her works.
And what is her name? Lassa de Cela? Is that who you're talking about?
Yes. Yes.
Maria, Shay, do you know this
no,
Mexican
I've
singer?
No, I've never heard. But I would love to hear that.
Sure. Yeah, I've never heard either, but I definitely will check it out.
We'll get one more. You're inspiring lots of references here. Oklahoma City, David, thanks for calling. You're on with Flor de Toloache.
Thanks for improving the quality of the day. This is a great Friday show, especially. Hey, I'm wondering, do the ladies have any feeling at all for the old Linda Ronstadt songs I sang for my father? I hear Linda in some of their voices, and I love the sound and or everything. But thanks for having them on.
Wonderful question. What about Linda Ronstadt? She sang kind of in this vein over the years. Is she an inspiration to any of you? Maria Shea.
Yes. Yes, she is. We actually performed one of her songs for a tribute to Linda Ronstadt in California for her old female mariachi festival. And it was just wonderful. We got to play some of her songs. It was really fun.
We include a lot of her songs in our repertoire, like Charriada, La Cigarra, Hay Unos Ojos, Grítame Piedras del Campo.
You're no good.
A lot of fans here then, all at one time. I love the way you've got people from really all over the hemisphere and more around the world. And, I mean, there are all kinds of challenges with our country, but it is a place where you can come and blend these things and make something new out of it. Do you feel that freedom here, Maria Shea?
Yes. I mean, I think mariachi music is the perfect ensemble to do that. I mean, there's obviously other kinds of ensembles you can do that too, but it's a new and unique way to do it, and it has all the instruments to be able to do and express everything that we're trying to express, all kinds of music.
Would you play one more for us live? I think you've got something from Erykah Badu. What is it?
It is actually off of her album Mama's Gun. It's called Cleva, and it's a remix that I found online called the Samba Remix, and then we did the Mariachi Samba Remix ourselves.
Now we're getting really hybridized, and I love it. I can't wait. We have Lisa Dowling and Luisa Bastidas and Julia Costa and Jacqueline Acevedo and Blanca Cecilia Gonzalez and Maria Ramos and Shea Fiol in the studio live for you in New York with something from Erykah Badu. Cleva.
Shoulders, but it might not grow, but you never know, 'cause I'm clever. When a Busta rhyme, I'm clever. Always on your mind, she's clever. And I really wanna grow, but why come? You're the last to know.
It is our lucky day, live for you, live from New York, in the studio there, Flor de Toloache, with Clever by Erica Badu. What fantastic harmony, that kind of mariachi backdrop that you've brought to it. Oh, we just cannot get enough of this. Maria Ramos, would you be good enough, since we've still got the music in our ears, look around the room and just remind us of who's there playing what for us? And maybe if you could, Maria, where each person is from or their country of origins.
For sure. We have Julia Costa on trumpet, rocking it on trumpet. She's from
absolutely.
Miami, and her parents are from Dominican Republic.
Great.
We have Jacqueline Acevedo on the rhythm.
Hola.
And Cajon, she's from Canada and Colombia.
Box drum there, good. Take us on. Jacqueline,
Lisa,
thank you.
Lisa Marie Dowling from Australia on guitarrón, which is the big bass.
Yeah.
From Australia. She just learned a couple months ago.
Lisa, way to go. You're doing all right.
Yeah. We have Sheffield and Vihuela and vocals and the awesome vocals that you just heard. We have Lisa Basti. Oh, sorry. Shay. She's from Oregon and her father is from Cuba. And your mother is from Massachusetts. Yes, I got it.
All right. You nailed
Lisa
it.
Lisa Bastidas from Colombia on violin.
Yeah.
And Blanca Cecilia Gonzalez on violin, also from Colombia. And I'm Mireya Ramos. I am Dominican and Mexican, raised in Puerto Rico.
This is about an all-star, all-Americas, and beyond as you can get, and we absolutely love it. We're so grateful to all of you for bringing all this musical talent to us today. They are Flor de Toloache. Tons of calls for you. I mean, and people just riding in all over the place. Sabrina says, you ladies are absolutely incredible. Heather says, I've never liked mariachi before, but this group has a modern sound, jumping genre to genre, still maintaining that mariachi sound. Vicky says, a delight to the ears. Augusta, Georgia, Gordon, you're on with the ladies in the band.
Hi, Tom.
Hi.
In my experience when I lived in Mexico, one of the jobs of the mariachi groups was to accompany a young man, a young caballero, after a lot of drinking, to go out and serenade his love, usually the middle of the night. I was wondering if the girls have ever been asked by a young lady to accompany them to serenade a young man.
Oh, I love it. We're getting it all straightened out here. Maria, how about it? Do you do that as well?
Yes, we do that. Shay has a beautiful anecdote.
I think it's the same one that you're thinking of. Someone hired us to play on the sidewalk in front of their brownstone, and I think it was the Upper West Side. It was a woman who
like
hired
Columbia.
Us to play for her boyfriend. We did a serenade outside. It's kind of cold, but we did it.
Wow. Ladies and gentlemen, all boundaries broken here, and what a wonderful thing that is for our caller in Augusta. Yes, they're serenading young men for young women. It's pretty terrific. We're talking with Flor de Toloache. I'm Tom Ashbrook. This is On Point. Maria, we've got a caller here who's just saying, just asked if you would describe your physical costume. I've seen the photographs. They're very beautiful. I'm sure you're not all dressed up in it for radio today, but when you're in full regalia, just describe what that looks like. First of all, it's not skirts. You've got the pants just like the guys. And all. What I've seen is kind of black, lots of silver all over the place. And describe it for us, Maria.
Well, actually, Tom, we are wearing our mariachi black pants.
We're triple honored. All right. Oh, I wish I was. You better believe I wish I was.
Yeah, they're tight black pants, and we actually put the botonadura, it's called, or gala, on the side, which is the silver ornaments, and we do that ourselves.
You sew them on, you
mean?
Mom.
Yes.
Wow, okay, that's commitment. I love it.
Yeah, and we also have other...
You have the big blouses then, or vests along with that, or what's your... When
yeah,
you're
we wear a long white shirt with a moño, the lace that goes on your neck, that you tie it as a bow, and we have the vest with also the ornaments, so a lot of silver everywhere, and silver earrings, and our flowers in our hair, so it is very feminine, but... also very powerful.
We hear that power today. It's absolutely undeniable. Tell us where you're going to be performing, in the next 6 months. Are you mainly in New York? Do you make it around the country?
Yes, mainly in New York. We are right now working on a documentary by Sonia Fritz. It's called Mariachi con Pantalones. And it's going to be very... Mariachi with pants.
Yeah.
And it's going to be really nice because she's going to talk about how we're pushing our boundaries of mariachi, but also as women in a male dominating genre. And that we have a fundraiser coming up in June 21st. And we have Cinco de Mayo. We're all over the place. So you can check our website, mariachinyc.com. Everything will be on there. And we'll be playing all over. And then we're going to do the Frida Kahlo's exhibit at Botanical Gardens. That's going to be beautiful.
It sounds just great. I'm sure you are kept very busy. We would keep you here all day if we could, but we are so grateful for the time you've spent
thank
with us.
Thank you so much, Tom.
Shay Fiol with Flor de Toloache. Thank you, Shay.
Thank you so much.
Maria Ramos, founder of the group. Thank you so much for being with us today, Maria.
Gracias, Tom. I hope to hear you do a grito.
Yeah! Lisa, Luisa, Julie, Jacqueline, Blanca. Our deep thanks, muchas gracias to everybody. Thank you so much. This has been wonderful. We'll go out with Blue Medley from the new album, Mariachi Flor de Toloache. Fabulous. Thanks for joining us. I'm Tom Ashbrook. This is On Point. Negro es mi color, negro es mi suerte. Negro es mi color, será negro.